Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What was the last thing that you left when you were on a trip in a hotel room? 833-287-1037. I always love it when you get your help with your bags and the person who comes up to help with your bags kindly suggests that you sweep the room to make sure you haven't forgotten anything.
Well, and sometimes you can do the sweep and somehow you still miss something. I was traveling this last weekend and at the airport I had to get a new charging cord because my last trip I went on, I left my charger in the wall somewhere, and I swear I double checked, but clearly I didn't.
There has to be a room at hotels that's just filled with phone chargers.
I'd be curious what the top like five things are, but phone chargers has got to be number one.
It's got to be number one.
For sure it is. But I mean, just all the frustration of when you realize that you left something and you know you're not going to get it back. You know that it's like, well, it was across the country. I'm not even going to try to call. Right. And it's just like,
jewelry, liquor.
Who forgets their liquor? No, I'm just joking.
No, I have. And you realize, well, it's somebody else's now.
Yeah.
Not going back for it. Mm-hmm. You can try to call.
Right.
Sometimes you might get lucky. Right. Say, yes, it's been turned in. It will send it to you. Other times, sure. I don't know what you're talking about. Right? That happens, too.
It does.
If it's something of value.
I'm trying to think of the most unusual thing I've ever left in a hotel room. Years and years ago, I was traveling to Tucson, Arizona, and we stopped in Las Vegas, New Mexico, and stayed in this awful, awful little hotel.
What made it awful?
Awful? Well, let's see. The door, when you locked it, if you pushed hard enough, it opened up. But the guy, sure. The guy I was engaged to at that time, he was so cheap. I'm like, you know, we can go across the street to I think it was like a Days Inn or something.
With an actual locking door.
Right. But it was like $25 more a night. So it wasn't going to happen. Anyway, it was bad. It was really bad. But I left my swimsuit hanging on the back of the bathroom door.
Oh, yes.
So which I could see why that would happen, because you're looking through everything. You push open the bathroom door, scan everything. What did you leave on your last trip? 833-287-1037.
When I went to Memphis a couple weeks ago, I'm missing a dress, a pair of shorts, and three bras.
Okay, I'm sorry, Justin.
Whose room did you end up in?
I don't know. But two of those are my favorite bras, too, which is, ladies, you know.
So clearly you must have unpacked and put them in a drawer?
The dress, when I got back to the room, I was feeling things.
Okay.
And very, very tired.
Okay. So maybe it was under the bed or something?
There might have been a couple drinks involved.
Uh-huh. Did the dress make it back to the room? Is what I want to know.
No, the dress made it back to the room. I don't know. I thought it was on. I just left it on the floor somewhere. So I'm wondering if they picked it up with the laundry.
That dress is still gone.
Yeah, I'm wondering. I put a bunch of dirty clothes in a bottom drawer. I think I might have forgotten to empty it out. I don't know.
All
I
know is the dress is gone. Not one, not two, three bras.
Three bras.
You were gone for like 2 days.
I know.
What were you wearing on the way home?
John, oh yeah.
My fourth bra.
Why do you feel so carefree and loose? Why is TSA just like running to search me? What's happening? Three bras?
There was a special bra for the dress and then my regular bra.
Yes.
Three of them.
And that's right? Not uncommon, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
833-287-1037. What have you left at a hotel room on your last trip? Was it a phone charger like Tammy, or was it half your wardrobe like Jessica? John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy left a phone charger at her last hotel stay. Jessica left a pair of shorts, four bras, her husband, and...
her dress!
Her dress.
Yeah. Charity, what did you forget in a hotel room? What did you leave?
We actually left a bag of my son's prized possession stuffed animals, and we went back for them about 3 or 4 hours, and they had no idea, didn't know where they were. So, of course, crazy mom goes on a goose chase trying to find these stuffed animals in Boston, everywhere.
Oh, no.
Did you ever find the bag?
We never got the bag back, but a couple weeks later, we got all of the stuffed animals back, and we even had the terminal manager in Boston send the stuffed animal that we got there. So it was pretty awesome.
So you replaced them all?
We replaced every single one. I got one in the terminal at the Boston airport. So that was the only one that we really couldn't find. And he went through the trouble of sending one to us because we couldn't get it any other way.
So what kind of breakdown was your son having when you realized the bag of prize stuffed animals was no mas?
The look in his eyes was the worst. Just, where's Dragon Ray? Where's Boston? Where's Tori? Oh, there, buddy, we found them. They're just coming in on a different flight. We're good. We found them.
Oh, that was smart thinking on your part, too. Very smart.
A couple $100 later, I guess.
Right. Not to mention a nice 3 or 4 hour drive back to find them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, exactly.
Jocelyn in Oceanside, what did you leave at a hotel or a vacation stay?
I left, you know, I had a bag of toiletries, one of those ones that folds out into like four compartments when you unzip it and you hang it on the back of your bathroom door. I had shampoo, conditioner, spare contacts, my favorite brush, jewelry, all sorts of the little things that I love, and I completely forgot it on the back door.
Did you ever get it?
I never did. They couldn't find it.
Is the person cleaning that room taking that with them, or are they throwing it away?
I would hope they didn't throw it away, but I honestly feel like it was just in a pile of a lot of other black bags that they just didn't find it.
Sure, you know? I'm sure a lot of it's accidental. I'm sure a lot of it's accidental, but there's always someone who's like, oh, well, they left it. Okay, it's mine.
You think it's what happened with Jessica's bras?
Maybe that, or they got washed with all the bedding. Who knows?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.